Okay, good to have you here on a free-for-all Friday. We'll get back to the calls. We'll carry them into the next hour as well. And we stream live on Rumble and Twitter, all sorts of places. You can continue to watch the program all morning long. In addition to all the places you get it now, you can listen to it on the radio across 30 radio stations here in my home state of Michigan. You can stream it online, man. You've got so many places to hear and watch and get educated. And my next guest, Anna Mu, is a member of the new federal state of China, NFSC. Anna, good to have you back.
Thank you very much, Steve, and good to be on here again.
Yeah, and we have you here on a regular basis because if we don't, we'll lose track of everything the CCP is up to, which is something constantly. The CCP is like rust. It never sleeps. It's always infiltrating and chewing up good things and taking out the foundation. Now they're teaming up with Russia in some ways, but I think it's a dangerous place for Russia. I do. Russia is a huge nation real estate-wise, but it's only 150 million people. Compared to China, it's just a little tiny drop in the bucket. And for China, I believe it's a relationship of convenience, not because they really care about Russia, but because they hope to have it and own it someday. Am I wrong?
Of course, it goes both ways as well for the CCP. First of all, let's talk about the relationship over here first. For the Chinese Communist Party, they do use Russia as a as a domination and as a power tool for themselves. A lot of times, you see for the Russian invasion as well, a lot of the military, a lot of the weaponry, a lot of the resources. Funny enough, if you look on the battlefields, even looking to the resource truck, even on the some of the goods that is being imported onto the battlefield, some of them has been labeled in Chinese. And it just makes you ask the question, why is that so? And it is military supplies we're talking about here. So yes, a lot of the times, since we have huge support and funding towards Russia's moves, and for the Russia as well, it used the Chinese Communist Party as a means of their own tool. And it's actually happened in the past where Russia has taken and has being freely granted different areas and parts of China, and the CCP just like gave it away for free because they want to make deals, they want to make trade, and so it goes both ways.
They want to make deals,
deals over
there.
They
want to make deals, but they do it for one thing: power and control. Maybe that's two things.
Oh, yes.
But that's why they do. So you look at the conflicts that they have now with the Philippines, with Japan. You mentioned the Solomon Islands here before we came out of break. I didn't even realize we had a problem with the Solomon Islands, but there you go. See, the Chinese think that they own everything. And until somebody can stop them, they're going to continue to march into different places around the world and exert their power, aren't they?
Of course they are. And that's why, talking about Russia, we'll be looking into Putin's first overseas trip after his re-election that is scheduled for May 15th. So how it works is Putin actually have asked the Chinese Communist Party to help persuade Europe to promote a Russian-led Eurasian security architecture. Okay, so this is what they plan. And what it means is at the core of this is the Eurasian dominate Eurasian issue. So they want, for example, CCP or Russia or their fellow regimes to be the ones dominating these issues. And they want to exclude the participation of, for example, United States, Japan, or the Philippines into this area of the matter. So that is actually about Putin's first overseas trip after his re-election. So you can imagine, that is why I said, the CCP used Russia as a power tool, and you have said over here as well, power and benefit, and same with Russia. They want to use the CCP to help them do more promotion, get more control of the areas that they want to put there and exert their powers through. So, they were the special representative for Eurasian affairs of the CCP. They have met with the ambassadors from various countries, in Beijing. They have met with them various countries and they persuade them to support Russia. So this is actually very recent, but it relates to what will happen very soon in the middle of May. So that's why we're sharing over here, because, you'll be looking at a lot of signs about Russia, about China, and you'll say, oh, wow, it actually all correlates with one another.
How do you think the CCP and Xi Jinping look at politics in the United States? Do they look at Joe Biden and say, please let us have him for four more years or however long he might be there before he tips over completely? I mean, they don't want Donald Trump to come back, I don't believe. I don't think they want a strong conservative president in the United States because that would put more pressure on them, cost them money, and make their expansionist plans much more difficult to execute, wouldn't it?
Of course not. And, you know, from what the CCP have put out in the past, they, of course, wouldn't want anyone that would put a strong stance against them, would put a lot of, you know, policies or even legislation through that will possibly harm the benefits of the Chinese Communist Party. And that is why, if you look at the presidential election in Taiwan at the start of this year with a, you know, year of election, the very first election that we had this year, the CCP had a lot of infiltration into the political the parties, and they really try to amendle with the election results because they do not want what we have seen right now, William Nye, to become the conclusion over here as the one to be elected. They want the CCP-controlled people to be the one placed because it just means they can much more easier to control the country, control the region, and it will just follow their sort of, you know, conductor machine, and they can just say whatever they want,
exactly.
And it will be put into action. Yeah.
We need to,
there we go.
We need to draw the line and be done with it, have a strong America. Anna, you're exactly right. This is why we have you come on so often to keep us updated and abreast of everything that's going on with the CCP in Beijing. Anna Mu, thank you as always.
Thank you very much.
Greatly appreciate it. Remember, I encourage you to support the people that support this program, like America's Farm Market, which is patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com, free blackberries today, 1 pound of frozen blackberries with any frozen purchase. It's up there today. Beautiful new website for you to peruse, patriotfoods.com. Free shipping on orders over $150. Free shipping at patriotfoods.com, orders over $150. Hey, support the American farmer. I'll be back on Free for All Friday.
Online betting can be fun.
Wow, it's
kind of like whitewater rafting. The rush of excitement, the thrill. Well, until your raft is heading straight for a huge waterfall.
Oh, no. You gotta turn around. Start paddling.
For tips that will help keep you afloat, go to don'tregretthebet.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Gaming Control Board. Have a gambling problem? Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-270-7117.
All right, I've gone through all the tracks. Just move through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, a.k.a. DJ Hook.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So getting into college, I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.